So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah. The Elu Hein Haloikin, Achol Tevel, Umaisa Rishon Shlei Nitla Tru Masai, Umaisa Sheini Behekta Shlei Niftu. One gets malchus for eating tevel fruits from which truma was not separated, or maaser rishon fruits from which truma's maaser was not separated, or maaser sheni and hektish fruits that were not redeemed. Rav adds, ochel tevel shemaaser ani loike. One gets malchus even for eating tevel fruits from which only maaser ani was not separated, even though all others were separated. And the Braisa cites the source as gzeirus shava of the word bisharecha. The pasuk of tevel states leisuch lechol bisharecha, and the pasuk of maaser ani states vaochel bisharecha b'saveyu. Malahal Meiser Ani, Afkan Meiser Ani, and therefore the love of Leisuch Lechel also includes Meiser Ani. Rav Yisrael at first said that this is actually machlikis in the following brisa. Rabbi Yezah says, Ein Tzorch Likris Es Hashem Al Meiser Ani Shal Demai. One does not need to designate Meiser Ani in fruits of Demai. While the Chacham hold Kuris Hashem Ve'in Tzorch Lahafresh. One must designate Meiser Ani in Demai, but does not need to physically separate them, but may keep it for himself. Rav Yisrael assumes as follows. Rabbi Yezer holds that one does not need to designate Meiser Ani in Demai because Vadai in a Tevle. Meiser Ani does not cause Tevel and Vadai Tevel fruits. While the Chum holds that one must designate Meiser Ani in Demai because Vadai Tevle, because Meiser Ani does cause Tevel and Vadai Tevel fruits. However, Abaye says perhaps the Kula Alma Vadai Tevle. All agree that Meiser Ani does cause Tevel and Vadai Tevel fruits, and the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yezer holds, Lo nechshedu amei oretz al Meiser Ani shal demai, kivin demeinahu afrushi mafrish. There is no concern that the amei oretz did not separate Meiser Ani, because since anybody may eat Meiser Ani, and there's merely a monetary obligation to give it to the poor, the amei oretz separates Meiser Ani and keeps it for himself, and he does not care to steal from the poor. While the Chacham holds, nechshedu amei oretz al Meiser Ani shal demai. Even the tree chalei milso lemafresh. There is a concern that the am arts did not separate Meiser Ani because the task is burdensome. The previous Mishnah concludes with a machlokes regarding kama yechel min tevel v'yechayev. What is the minimum amount of tevel one must eat to become liable for malchus? Rabbi Shimon says kol shu, he gets malchus even if he ate a minimal amount of tevel. While the chacham hold kizayis, he gets malchus only if he ate the size of an olive. Rabbi Shimon said to the chachamim. Don't you agree that if one ate an insect smaller than the kazayis, he gets malchus? If so, the same should apply to tevel. The Chum responded, "Mimnei shehi kibriyasa. Only for namala one is chayiv b'kolshu, because a namala is a live being that is a complete entity which has the significance of a shir kazayis. However, regarding other isurim that are not a barrier, a shir kazayis is required. While Rabbi Shimon holds afchita achas kibriyasa. Even for tevel, one is also chayiv b'kolshu, because even a kernel of wheat is considered a barrier." The Gemara cites a machlekes in Reb Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, machlekes bechita. Machlekes is only regarding tevel of whole kernels, and only here does Rabbi Shmuel hold chayv bekosher because a chita is considered a barrier. However, bekemach, dirakol chayv bekezayis. In tevel of flour, even Reb Shimon agrees that he's only chayv bekezayis because kemach is not a barrier. While Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, kemachlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. Even regarding kemach, does Reb Shimon hold that he is chayv b'kolshu? As the Brice explains, Reb Shimon says, kolshu hu lamakis, la'amur kezayis el inin carbon. The halacha Mishnah Messina regarding shiurin applies only to the obligation to bring a carbon. However, regarding malchus, even kolshu chayv, even if it's not a barrier. The next Mishnah lists additional lavin for which hareza loikar abayim. One who transgresses one of the following gets malchus. Ha'eichel bikurim ach lekar aleim. A kohen who ate bikurim fruits before the owner recited the psukim gets malchus. Kachay kadishim chutz lekloim. A kohen who ate the meat of kachay kachim outside of the azara gets malchus. Kachim kalam ma'aser sheni chutz lechayma. One who eats the meat of kachim kalam or the fruits of ma'aser sheni outside the walls of Yerushalayim gets malchus. Hashoy b'ase etzem bepesach hatar. One who breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that was brought b'tahara gets malchus. Hareza loikar abom, all who transgressed one of the above gets malchus. However, the following are eino loikar abom, they do not get malchus. Avala maisu b'tahar, one who leaves over the meat of a carbon pesach that was brought b'tahara, does not get malchus, because this is a lav shenitik lasei. Vasheve b'tame, one who breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that was brought b'tumah, does not get malchus, because the pasuk states ve'etzem le'tish b'rubai, the word bai excludes b'kasher v'le b'pasel. The Mishnah continues, Anoitel Eim Alabanim. If one took the eggs from a bird's nest before he sent away the mother, Behuda Eimer Loike V'Ein Meshaleach. He gets Malchus because he cannot fulfill the Asay, because the Pasuk of the Asay states, Shaleach to Shaleach Asayim, and Behuda holds, Shaleach Mikar Mashma. The word Shaleach is past tense and implies that the Asay can be fulfilled only before the Lav was committed, therefore this is not a Lav Shenitik L'Asay. While the Chacham hold, Meshaleach V'Ein Loike. he does not get malchus because he can still fulfill the assay because they hold shaleach achal lekicha mashma. The word shaleach is present tense and implies that the assay can be fulfilled even after the lav was committed. Therefore, this is a lav shenitig lassay. The Mishnah concludes, Zahaklal komitzis leisisei shish bekum assay, ein chayov nala. One does not get malchus for any lav that can be rectified with an assay. The Gemara first discusses the halacha of ho'eichel bikur machle kara aleim hariz aloy karbon. Amar Rabbi B'chanam Rabbi Yechanan, Zu divi Rabbi Kiva simtimta. The Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva who holds Bikurim Kriya Ma'akevis Ben. The obligation to recite the Pesukim is mandatory for the mitzvah of Bikurim. However, the Chacham hold Eichel Bikurim Achle Kara Leim Potter, because Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akevis Ben, Kriya Ein Ma'akevis Ben. Only to place the fritz before the Mizbeach is mandatory, but the recitation is not mandatory. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso in which Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva that Bikurim Kriya Ma'akevis Ben. Pasuk states, Leisucha lecha b'sharecha, Maisu digantcha b'sireishcha b'tzirecha b'chariz p'karcha b'tzayncha v'chol nedirecha shetada b'nidvascha b'trumas yedecha. The pasuk refers to the Yisra of chutz l'chaim, not to eat these foods outside Yerushalayim. However, B'shimon darshans the pasuk miseifa l'resha, from the end to the beginning, to teach other Yisurim as follows. V'trumas yedecha eila bikurim. The pasuk is not needed to teach an Isser for Eichel Bikurim chutz l'chaim, because this is already known through a kavachem from Maisu Sheini in the resha, which is more lenient than Bikurim. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach oichel mi bikurim actually kara alein shu loika, and apparently Rabbi Shimon holds bikurim kriyam akeves ben. V'nidveisecha zu toidu ushlam. The pasuk is not needed to teach an ister for lachum chutz l'chaima because kavochem mi meiser. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach loichel betoidu b'shlamim lefnei zrika shu loika. One who eats the meat of a carbon toidu ushlam before the blood was sprinkled onto the mezbeach gets malchus. U'bechayris zabachayr. Pasuk is not needed to teach an Isser for la'achal chutz l'chaima v'lefnei zrika because kavochem may be meiser b'toyde b'shlam. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach la'achal min abachara for la'achar zrika shu laika. Yisrael who ate the meat of a bachar which belongs to the kain, even after zrika gets malchus. B'karcha b'tzaincha zuchatzis v'asham. The pasuk is not needed to teach an Isser for la'achal chutz l'chaima v'lefnei zrika v'zar la'achar zrika because kavochem may be meiser toyde b'shlamim u'bachar. Then the pasuk comes to teach la'ochel mechatzis va'ashem afil la'achar zrika chutz l'kloim shu laika. One who eats the meat of a chatzis va'ashem outside the azara gets malchus. Nederecha zu oila. The pasuk is not needed to teach an isser for la'achon chutz l'chaima lifnei zrika v'zar la'achar zrika v'chutz l'kloim because kavochem mimeiser toyde b'shlam u'bechar v'chatzis va'ashem. Then the pasuk comes to teach la'ochel min oila la'achar zrika afil b'fnim shu laika. One who eats the meat of an oila, even after zrika, and even inside the azar, gets malchus. Rava, however, says that all these kavochemers can be refuted, because those that Reb Shimon considers kill, lenient, also possess stringencies. The Gemara asks, Reb Shimon implies that one gets malchus for these isurim, as the Mishnah rules ha'oichel bikurim, ashle kar aleim hariz alik arbon. However, ein masirim min adin, a punishment of malchus cannot be derived through a kavochemer, and therefore we should say that the pasuk is needed to teach that one gets malchus for the isra of ochel chutz l'chaima for all these karbanas, and they're not superfluous to teach the other isurim. The Gemara explains, kra yiseiru. Since the pasuk could have stated leisucha l'ochlam and did not need to mention all these karbanas because they were all mentioned earlier in the pasuk of avesa sham v'chalta lefnei Hashem akecha b'makom. Therefore, we must say, the pasuk repeated all these karbanas to teach the specific yisurim of each one. This discussion continues in the next daf.